Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. ADHD on Autopilot by Justin Karasik is a practical nonfiction guide for adults with ADHD who find conventional productivity systems difficult to sustain. The book belongs to the ADHD self-management and AI productivity category, but its emphasis is narrower than general time management advice. Karasik argues that many common strategies assume stable working memory, consistent motivation, and reliable self-initiation, which are precisely the executive functions that ADHD can disrupt. Instead of asking readers to rely on willpower, the book proposes building an AI-supported external brain that handles recurring points of failure. Its five systems address memory capture, task activation, focus protection, communication, and environment design. The book is designed for rapid application, with copy-paste prompts, practical workflows, and examples involving three adults with ADHD building systems in real time. Its purpose is not to cure ADHD, but to reduce daily cognitive load by moving vulnerable mental processes into structured, usable tools. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, replacing willpower with externalized executive function. The central idea of ADHD on autopilot is that ADHD support should not depend primarily on trying harder. Karasik frames many conventional productivity methods as mismatched to ADHD because they require exactly the capacities that are often inconsistent, such as holding future tasks in mind, starting without friction, and maintaining attention through low reward work. The alternative is to externalize executive function, meaning that memory, prioritization, reminders, and task sequencing are moved into systems outside the brain. AI is presented as useful because it can interpret messy input, generate next steps, draft language, and keep structure available when the user has limited activation energy. This changes the practical goal from becoming more disciplined to building supports that make the desired action easier to notice and start. The reasoning is concrete: if a person repeatedly loses tasks, forgets commitments, or freezes before complex work, then a better designed external process may be more reliable than repeated self-correction. The book therefore treats tools as cognitive prosthetics rather than optional productivity accessories. Secondly, memory capture as the foundation of the AI external brain. One of the book's most important systems is memory capture, because many downstream problems begin when information is never stored in a dependable place. For adults with ADHD, the issue is often not lack of concern, but fragile working memory and inconsistent retrieval. A task may be remembered vividly at the wrong time and disappear when action is possible. Karasik's approach gives priority to capturing thoughts, obligations, appointments, and loose commitments before trying to organize them perfectly. AI adds value by transforming rough, fragmented input into clearer lists, reminders, summaries, or action items. This matters because a capture system that demands polished entries can fail under real ADHD conditions. The book's practical orientation suggests that a useful system must accept imperfect input and still produce usable structure. Memory capture is also foundational because it reduces emotional load. When the brain no longer has to keep every obligation active through anxiety, the reader can rely on a visible record. The system is not merely a note-taking habit, and it is the base layer for reducing lost commitments and decision fatigue. Thirdly, task activation and focus protection address starting and staying with work. Karasik distinguishes between knowing what to do and being able to begin doing it. Task activation is a major ADHD difficulty because large or ambiguous tasks can trigger avoidance, delay, or paralysis even when the task is important. The book's AI-supported approach can break tasks into smaller steps, identify the immediate next action, and reduce the burden of planning before starting. This is especially relevant because many productivity systems assume that once a task is written down, execution will follow. ADHD on autopilot treats execution as its own design problem. Focus protection addresses a related but different challenge: staying with the chosen action once it begins. Digital interruptions, competing obligations, and internal shifts in attention can pull work off course. A focus system can create clearer boundaries around what deserves attention now and what can be deferred. The practical reasoning is that attention should not be defended only by self-control in the moment. It should be protected by pre-built structures that lower distraction exposure, clarify priorities, and make re-entry easier when attention breaks. Fourthly, communication systems reduce inbox overload and response friction. The communication system is important because ADHD difficulties often become visible in email, messaging, and administrative follow-through. Unread messages accumulate, replies require multiple hidden steps, and the emotional weight of delay can make re-engagement harder. Karasik's book positions AI as a way to reduce this friction without removing personal responsibility. AI can help sort incoming information, summarize what matters, draft responses, and turn messages into tasks. The point is not that AI should communicate automatically on behalf of the user, but that it can make communication less dependent on sustained working memory and immediate verbal formulation. This is a practical distinction. Many adults with ADHD know what they need to say, but struggle to begin, organize, or finish the response. A communication system can convert a vague burden into a sequence, identify priority, understand the request, decide the next step, and produce a workable reply. The broader implication is that communication problems are not simply etiquette failures. They are often executive function bottlenecks, and the book treats them as process design problems that can be supported with structured tools. Lastly, environment design and quick implementation make the systems usable. A distinctive feature of ADHD on autopilot is its insistence that systems must work in realistic conditions, not only in an ideal planning session. The environment design component extends the book beyond prompts and task lists by asking how physical and digital surroundings can either support or undermine executive function. For ADHD readers, a system that requires many setup decisions, constant maintenance, or hidden steps is likely to collapse. Karasek emphasizes practical implementation, including copy-paste-ready prompts and a claim that the first system can be running quickly. This reflects an important design principle: the support must be easier to use than the problem it solves. The book's use of three adult examples also serves this purpose by showing systems being assembled in everyday contexts rather than as abstract productivity diagrams. At the same time, the approach has realistic limits. AI-supported systems still require some trust, review, and repeated use, and readers must consider privacy when feeding personal information into digital tools. The strength of the book is that it treats these supports as adaptable scaffolding, not as a one-time transformation. In conclusion, ADHD on Autopilot is best suited for adults with ADHD who have already tried planners, reminders, productivity apps, or habit systems and found that the problem returns when motivation drops. It may also help coaches, therapists, partners, and family members understand why advice centered on discipline can miss the practical nature of executive dysfunction. The book's main practical benefit is that it gives readers a framework for building external supports around specific failure points for getting, not starting, losing focus, avoiding communication, and being undermined by the environment. Its intellectual benefit is a reframing of ADHD productivity as system design rather than character repair. Compared with many ADHD books that explain symptoms or many AI books that focus on general efficiency, this one stands out by connecting AI tools directly to executive function supports. It appears to be less a broad clinical guide and more a hands-on workflow manual, which is useful for readers seeking immediate experimentation rather than theory alone. Its realistic value lies in showing that AI can be used not merely for faster output, but for reducing the cognitive load of ordinary daily management. Readers who want medical guidance, diagnosis, or a comprehensive treatment model will need other resources, but readers seeking practical digital scaffolding will find its positioning unusually specific. If you would like to support Justin Karasek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.